This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Associates Conference in Houston, Texas, and I am with Dr. Michael Orszlik. How are you?
Doing very well.
Now, Michael, you are with Pennsylvania State University.
Yes, I am, in the Department of Horticulture.
Okay, and you gave a really great presentation today, made me quite hungry actually, about some research you're doing with blueberries.
Yes, I've been working with blueberries now for the last 4 or 5 years, and one of the projects, well, how we got involved in the project was the fact that it was an older planting. At the point where one grower might think of maybe I should take them out and not even worry about trying to revitalize them. So we just thought maybe we could rejuvenate the blueberry plants and planting a new planting. And so we looked at some of Stoller's technology and incorporated their technology and its treatments in our program for the last couple of years. And we've gone from very minimal production of blueberries to about a 50 to 100% increase in yield with the production, with the use of the Stoller technology.
Now, which Stoller technology in particular have you been testing?
Well, we've been using both a root applied program and a foliar applied program. And probably with the root applied, it's going to be the root feed material with some nitrogen in the total feed technology they have, as well as some of the foliar, which is going to be really the flower power, fruit power, set in hands combinations. And I've used the flower power before, so the flower power is good for really getting good flower production. Fruit power will really help to maintain increased fruit size as well as set hands to give the sugars to give us a sweeter berry. So the combination of a foliar program with a soil applied program gives us the high yields with extremely good quality and a good size.
Now, one thing that you, along with others, really focused on today is the importance of the root structure. And you mentioned that one of the products you're using is to help strengthen the roots. Why is that so important?
Well, the roots are important simply because you have the roots caps producing some of the two of the plant hormones we use in plant production, cytokinins and gibberellins. But also that's where all the nutrients are coming up through those root caps around the area, picking up all the nutrients. And the other fact is that we want water to go up there rather effectively. And so with the a good root system, we're picking up both the water and nutrients rather effectively. And in this case, I'm using drip irrigation, so I'm cutting down my water application versus overhead. And we just maintain a much healthier plant. And as a result, with a healthier plant, we have less disease and insect problems. So I didn't put any fungicide or insecticides on this last year because we had a much actively growing plant, which is healthy. So I'm getting a much better crop production with a lot less inputs from insecticides and fungicides.
Now back to the folio application, you mentioned that the blueberries are sweeter and that you actually had people trying to steal your blueberries out of your plot. So, you know, talk a little bit about the improvements that you've seen on that side.
Yeah, we've gone ahead and we've measured soluble solids or sugar levels in the berries over the last several years, and we're finding at least a 10-15% increase in sugar levels with Stoller treatment versus controls, and they do taste much sweeter. Plus, they tend to be larger berries than the controls too. So, a sweeter, larger berry, and it seems to have much better shelf life. So, once you pick them, you have probably several weeks before they really start to lose some great flavor. So, I think the combination of the sugars, the better size, better color, and then the Stoller treatments, we get much better quality product. And people pick up on that. When they taste it, they'll come back to me and say, can I have some more? And they'll try to steal it if they can't, if I don't give it to them. So
now for other growers, you know, you mentioned that you're sort of, you know, seeing a resurgence in blueberries. For other growers who are interested in using similar products on fruit in particular, what recommendations can you make after having spent a few years with the products?
Well, I would certainly say that if a person's never used the Stoller technology, he'd want to consider both his soil and foliar treatments. But certainly for the soil, I think he should be thinking about the root feed application. It's one pint per acre per week through the drip line. And I think with drip irrigation, it works much more effectively too. So I would have drip in my blueberry production system. And at least start with that, and he can always build up to other materials later on. But also foliarly, I think he needs to be thinking about flower power, fruit power, and set enhanced. And I think those applications of the foliage with the root application should give much better yield over the several years.
Okay. And then is there anything else you'd like to add for the growers who are listening to this interview?
Well, I just think that if a grower has had a problem with getting consistently high yields in his blueberry planting, he needs to be looking at some of the store technology. But also, I would suggest he also do a soil test to make sure that his pH is correct, he's not deficient in other nutrients.